Minutes Podcast, your podcast for everything learning, leadership coaching, and personal growth. I am your host, Dr. Maureen Kwende. I am a learning leader, educator, an executive leadership coach who is passionate about helping organizations develop their leaders to become leaders people want to work for. That's what we do in my company called EMK Learning Solutions. So if you'd like to connect with me to chat about work or any other opportunity or how we can support you, please let me know. As you may have noticed, each month we have a theme. So this week, we're going to be wrapping up the theme of organizational culture. So today, we're going to be talking about a values-driven culture. So what exactly is a values-driven culture? It is, you know, simply put, a culture rooted in a set core values that guide every aspect of organizational behavior, decision-making, interactions, and well-being of the organization. So these values, therefore, serve as a compass that steers the organization towards its desired destination, shaping its identity and defining its character. So when you're working for your organization, you should know what the values of the organization are. You should know what your values are and always check for alignment. So now that you know what why values are so important for organizations and for leaders, you know, for example, creating alignment, helping you to fulfill your purpose. Now, I want you to imagine a ship sailing without a compass. It may drift aimlessly, right? Not knowing where to go. So unable to navigate through rough waters or reach its intended port. So it's like getting into an elevator and without pressing in the floor where you're coming off of, it's just going to be going up and down, right? Not knowing exactly what direction you're going. So similarly, organizations without clearly defined values risk losing their sense of direction, coherence, and purpose. So values, therefore, provide the guiding principles that anchor the organization during times of uncertainty, change, and adversity. So think about an anchor, the anchor of a ship, right? So values definitely are that anchor to organizations. So now we've defined values. We've talked about why it's important for organizations. Let's talk about the benefits of, you know, fostering a values-driven culture. First of all, it fosters alignment, like I shared earlier on, and it also fosters cohesion among team members as everybody rallies behind a shared belief of, you know, a set of beliefs and principles. So this bond, this cohesion actually strengthens trust, collaboration, communication, purpose, and fosters a sense of belonging and unity. So people feel like they're having one and the same goal, one and the same pursuit, so to speak. A second benefit of a values-driven culture is a powerful tool that attracts and retains top talent. I share with many organizations my guide for cultivating emerging leaders, and I actually talk about ways that you can attract top talent and values, identifying those values and aligning it with the organization is one of those things to pay attention to. So today, there's a lot of competition. And so with the competitive landscape, employees seek more than just a paycheck, especially after the COVID-19. Employees want to know what is in it for me. Why should I even work here? They're more aligned with their why. They yearn for a sense of purpose and alignment with their personal values. So organizations that embody and uphold their values that resonate with their employees are more likely to attract and retain top talent, drive engagement, productivity, and loyalty. So those are some powerful things to think about, thoughts for your organization. If you're not going the values-driven direction, to start, you know, reconsidering things. You want to be able to retain your top talent. So make sure you're having a values-driven culture. A third benefit of a value-driven culture also enhances organizations' organizational resilience and adaptability. When organizations face challenges or dilemma or crisis, organizations anchored in strong values can weather the storm. They can navigate through uncertainty with clarity and integrity. Values therefore serve as a moral compass, like that anchor that drives decision-making, ensuring that actions that are taken are aligned with organizations' overarching principles. So how can leaders then foster a value-driven culture within an organization? That's the ultimate question. So to do this, it begins with intentional reflection and articulation of the core values that identify, that reflect the organization's identity, aspirations, and desired impact. So once they define that, then these values must be embedded into every aspect of organizational life, from hiring, onboarding process, to performance evaluation, strategic initiatives. And the leaders should therefore also model the values, you know, within their team. They should champion it within their teams. Leaders must lead by example, embodying the values they espouse and demonstrating commitment that's unwavering to ethical conduct and integrity. Leaders must create platforms for open dialogue with their teams, with their peers, opening doors for feedback, you know, allowing team members to participate in shaping and upholding the culture. Because when people participate in those things, they're more chances are that they're gonna actually apply it. So the last reason, the last not the least, is that leaders should celebrate and recognize behaviors that model and exemplify their values. And by doing that, it reinforces their importance, keeps it front and center, and also highlights the impact. So by aligning incentives, rewards, recognition programs with these values, leaders can create a culture that honors and celebrates integrity, collaboration, and excellence. So as we wrap up this session, I would like you to remember that a values-driven culture is not a one-time thing. It takes time. It's a journey, not a destination. It requires a lot of dedication, authenticity, trial and error, continuous reinforcement. So when you're cultivating a culture rooted in shared values, organizations can unlock their full potential, driving sustained success and making a positive impact in the world. So I'd like to thank you so much for joining this episode on values-driven culture. I hope you found this episode inspirational and sharing actionable insights to help you cultivate a culture that aligns with your organizational purpose and aspiration. So until next time, I'd like to encourage you to stay true to your values and lead with integrity. This is Dr. Maureen.